Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience New Mexico Lobos season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience New Mexico Lobo season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Oh my god, the quarterback is toast.
The quarterback is toast. And I'm joined by my co-host.
He's the toast of the town.
He is the toast of the town, having drinks, new NIL deal, probably getting some type of place. I don't care if it's Don's
meth
tacos,
money down at down in New Mexico. We are wondering why this guy transferred. Anyway, continue.
Hang on, give it up for that man right there, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, former JMU Duke. Give it up for Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Oh.
Buddy, we're talking New Mexico Lobo football, and what better? Let's just get the Dundee music playing, because
get my blood pumping here.
Oh, I mean, this is New Mexico Lobo football, Patty C. They went to Old Faithful. All right.
That's right.
They called back Danny Gonzalez, who played for them. Played for the Lobos back in the 90s under Rocky Long. With then Danny Gonzalez, at the time, he was the defensive coordinator of San Diego State, and Rocky Long was the head coach. Rocky Long, previously a great coach at New Mexico, a legendary coach at New Mexico, who played at New Mexico in the 60s. So they hired Danny Gonzalez away from San Diego State. But then Rocky Long retires from San Diego State, says, "Oh, I'm just going to retire." No, Danny Gonzalez calls, picks up that phone, says, "Dude, if you're going to retire, why not retire in the place where you became a legend? Coach my defense, because I played under you." And boom, out of retirement comes Rocky Long.
Mama called home for the third time for Rocky Long.
The cows have come home
actually
to roost.
I guess it's the fourth time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you look and then you say, okay, they had a 2-5 season last year. This team was horrible the year before. All right.
Yep.
COVID, you're breaking in a new offense, a new defense, completely overhaul of everything. And I thought, even considering all that out the gate, yes, 17-point loss to San Jose State, but only a 6-point loss at Hawaii. And then you add in the, let me get back to the schedule in a second. You add in the COVID issues. State of New Mexico just had crazy COVID issues.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, they couldn't practice in their home state. They couldn't play. They're playing games at Sam Boyd Stadium, the old UNLV stadium.
What do we got here?
Oh, you got a little Pick Dundee music, man. This is another Dundee music.
But, yeah, keep it rocking.
But you see my point. It's like what they did last year. I know it was a 2-5 season. I think it was a great first season, because you look at that, you say 6-point loss to Hawaii, 7-point loss to Nevada, who was one of the best teams. Yes, they got absolutely destroyed by Air Force, but I watched this game.
Yeah.
New Mexico could not make a field goal. That score is deceiving. Kept giving Arizona.
Some of the harder teams in the Mountain West.
They beat Wyoming. They beat Fresno State to end the season. They progressed every fucking week, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, with the exception to that Air Force game.
Did I say progress?
Progress. pretty
that's
much.
The, that's the booze talking.
I mean, yeah, well, you're right, though. Pretty much. Let's take out that Air Force game. 17-point loss, 6-point loss, 7-point loss. So basically stayed the same then. Never mind. They did lay a little clunker at Utah State. Wonder what was happening midseason there. Wonder if they
COVID.
Obviously we can excuse them.
Dude, they played their whole season on the road. Honestly, you look at that. They played their whole season on the road.
Five straight.
They didn't play a home game.
5 straight weeks on the road. Yikes. That does make it more difficult, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, this was a great first year considering the hand dealt.
Yeah.
Because New Mexico and New Mexico State got dealt the absolute shit blow.
A lot of teams got dealt, you know, the players not being available by COVID. They weren't dealt the state not being available.
Yes, the whole state said fuck you to football and college athletics. So I think more so than anyone, we need to take this with a grain of salt. You look at
that said.
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I like the coaching
this
hires.
This hasn't exactly been like a place where you go and win.
Really?
Yeah, 9 games a year, most years.
Well, I mean, they did play for the Mountain West Championship back in 2016.
Okay. Well, let me say that they've had.
Actually, they didn't. They tied for first and had the lost.
Gotcha.
Or had the loss. So, yeah.
They've had 2 winning seasons since 2007. Okay.
Well, Loxley will do
and
that.
And most
to
of
you.
Them have been terrible seasons. Yeah, Loxley will do that to you. 3 straight
since 2008, because 2007 they were 9-4.
Okay, fair enough.
Loxley did some bad things here. All right, but I'm optimistic. I think Gonzalez was the right hire, and I love the fact you're bringing Old Faithful back home, Rocky Long. You know I'm a huge Rocky Long guy.
No, what happened with Bob Davey there? He really like he turned it around and got it pointed progressively each year in the right direction. It looked like, but. Then he just fell off.
Well, he got like suspended because he like pissed off. Something happened.
Something went sour. And now they're bringing in old Danny G.
And trust me, this is the right man for the job. This is an A hire for New Mexico. All right.
Not often do you get a guy who is a former player at your school, both as a punter and a safety.
Yeah. That's a real G. It's like Theismann.
That's right.
Real G.
Versatility is something you want in your head coach.
Friend of the program, Joe Theismann. Let's break it down, man. They got Terry Wilson transferring in. Terry Wilson was a big time recruit, to Oregon originally, transferred to Kentucky, and now he's at New Mexico after a solid, 25 starts?
25 starts, 17-8. It's got to be one of the higher win percentages in Kentucky football quarterback history. Yeah, pretty good stats, too, right?
Yeah, and they returned 4 of 5 on the offensive line.
Yeah,
that's key. The receivers. Yes, you're bringing back Andrew Erickson and Manny Logan Green, so I think those guys will be fine. But I also like the fact you went out into the SEC and grabbed Missouri transfers. Jack Buford? Great name. Great name. He's on the O line, but also bringing in. I mean, it's really impressive. C.J. Boone, a 6'3" sophomore from Missouri as well. I mean.
How are they getting these guys?
I don't know. You just say, hey, come check. New Mexico is beautiful.
New Mexico is beautiful. Yeah. And you know what? You're selling playtime in the Mountain West. But these guys are getting playtime.
Maybe a legendary coach like Rocky Long.
Yeah, but Terry Wilson's a quarterback. Rocky Long is a defensive coordinator.
Brian Urlacher?
Again, not really the guy that's going to be recruiting a quarterback.
Look, Terry Wilson realized that maybe some hot ass was going on in
Albuquerque. Oh, I bet there's a lot of hot ass down there.
I'm saying, so maybe they're just like,
you get
hey.
That much sunshine.
Maybe they're just thinking like.
Then again, there's hot ass in Kentucky too.
But maybe they're just thinking outside the box. Maybe they're thinking like Les Miles. He says,
yeah, motherfucker, I eat everything. I eat the pussy, I eat the butt, I eat everything.
We're not really focused on football during this podcast.
No, seriously though. I like this team. I like the fact they're returning four offensive linemen. I like the fact that the receivers are experienced. And then they also went to grab in a couple transfers at the receiver spot. And then they returned back running back Bobby Cole, who I was impressed with. So I think the offense is going to continue to really improve defensively. Rocky Long's forte and Danny Gonzalez's forte. They're only returning six, but that's not a big concern to me because when you're breaking in a new system,
yeah,
to me, this is okay. This is okay.
You're going
to
be breaking in new guys anyway. They're learning new stuff anyway, so the experience isn't as big a factor.
They're the 10th rated defense in the Mountain West a season ago, 89th in scoring defense, 64th in rushing defense, 116th in passing defense. Got to improve there. And Rocky Long will charting at 101 overall. They will get that thing fixed. They will.
I mean, how high is New Mexico going to go? What's the ceiling for this program realistically at this point?
Bowl games,
for this game, for this year. What's that? Well, the win total
is 4.5.
Yeah. I guess we'll touch on that.
I mean, the offense charted at 64th in the country season ago.
And now they're bringing in a 3-year starter SEC quarterback.
Yeah.
He was 65 completion percentage over 3 years, 20 touchdowns or to 12 interceptions. And 1,000 rushing yards with 10 touchdowns rushing in 3 years. So he can move a little bit too. One glaring stat to me, only 6.6 yards per attempt. It sounds like he was doing a lot of screen passes over there. We'll see if he can throw the ball down the field.
We'll see. But I mean, I think Rocky Long is a proven winner. You look, go back to San Diego State. I mean, 3 straight double digit win seasons. Took them to he had 4 double digit win seasons entirely there, and they had never had any type of success like that prior
to Rocky Long.
Yeah. And then even his time at New Mexico, a couple 9 win seasons, you know, just a bowl game every year, pretty much, or bowl eligible almost every year for about an 8-year stretch, 9-year stretch.
You got to figure, I mean, we've seen it in college basketball a bunch, like having that pro, that head coach that with tons of experience as the new coach's like assistant coach guiding him,
yeah,
especially when he's got his back, like a former player or former
Phil
coach.
Martelli, Michigan with Juwan Howard worked out fine.
That's right.
Dare I say New Mexico is going to be the best team in the
new Michigan.
Yeah. Look, I am optimistic on them though. I do feel like they are on the upper echelon. Now, when I looked on the upper echelon of a big change.
Okay.
All right. Their win totals at 4.5. And I saw that and I go, damn, well, I mean, how, cause you look at their seasons under Davey, they were winning 2 straight 3 win seasons, then a 2 win season. So in 2017, 3 wins, 2018, 3 wins, 2019, 2 wins, you know, last year, just 2-5. And you say, how the hell are they doing 4.5, Patty C? But I think I see a path.
Well, let's take a little gander here.
All right. Week 1, opening night, Thursday night against Houston Baptist in Albuquerque, Dream Style Stadium, baby. who you taking, Patty C?
Houston Baptist last year, 1-3, with the win at Eastern Kentucky to close the season, but not a great defense. Did not give up less than 30 points in any game last season. So you can expect New Mexico State's offense to kind of get off at the very least, but of course you got to go New Mexico State here. I feel like
New Mexico. This is one they would take offense to.
Well, they're all the same to me. You guys start winning more than 3 games and I'll learn your name better.
Oh,
boom.
Ooh. Well, guess what? Week 2, they
Shade
are hosting.
You guys
New
do have a
State.
Cool mascot though. I'll give you that. The Lobo is pretty badass.
Well, they're hosting New Mexico State week 2. And I think that's a for sure win. They're going to be 2-0.
That should be a for sure win. That all-time series through 86 games, by far their most played game. They lead 66-22. So let's look for that trend to continue.
Yes. And then week three, they're at Texas A&M, a classic SEC move trying to do this. Hey, let's schedule New Mexico of all places, not Houston,
right?
Not SMU, not Tulsa. Let's go with New Mexico. Not even like New Mexico State plays half the SEC too. Remember, right. They just go for the state of New Mexico.
Maybe they just like going there, you know?
No.
Well, like they invite don't go, them. Yeah, that's
they
true.
They invite them. They don't go to New Mexico.
That's true.
I don't think a lot of hot recruits are coming out of Santa Fe. All right.
I'm trying to give the SEC a reason here, but other than easy paycheck,
so that's,
or easy win for them.
That's 2-1, right? Yeah. At UTEP in the Sun Bowl, I think New Mexico is better than UTEP.
What did UTEP do last
They're
year?
They're horrible.
UTEP last year was 3-5 with a 4-point loss at Louisiana Tech. I don't know. This is a good game. This is a good game. If you're selling me on,
I'm all in on New Mexico.
You're selling
on this
me
game.
On New Mexico. Okay, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. It's on the road, buddy. It's on the road.
Is
past
it?
The old El Paso.
Is it? Because El Paso is about 3 minutes from New Mexico.
Where is
I mean, not Albuquerque, where is Albuquerque, but I'm just saying in general, for so fans in New Mexico can jump over.
Yeah,
really
it
quick.
Shouldn't be too long of a trip. You wouldn't think.
I'm on. No, I think time wise, it's actually a distance. Like traveling wise, it's actually pretty far.
This is their fourth most played rivalry of all, actually tied for third, and that's a pretty good series. 35-30 in favor of New Mexico.
36-30, Pacey.
Oh, after this year, calling your shot.
3-1. The Lobos are going to be 3-1. They're going to be the talk of Albuquerque, Patty C. Then they're going to be home to Air Force October 2nd. Air Force waxed them last year.
I watched
that game. That was a misleading score.
Triple option. We'll see if Rocky Long, with a little more time to prep his team, can get them ready for the triple option.
I'd still favor Air Force.
Of course, but I wonder how.
I think it could be a close game.
Is Rocky Long's defense? What is he, a 3-3-5 guy? He pioneered.
He's the pioneer on that. Yeah.
I don't know how that would stack up with a triple option. That seems like a defense that is built to stop the spread. You know.
Well, let's
five defensive backs and triple option don't sound like a good match.
Let's just look back.
It becomes like five linebackers.
Well, let's just look back at how San Diego State did with that, right? Because I mean, Rocky Long was just there in 19.
Yeah, curious how they did against triple option teams.
Okay, in 19 they didn't play a triple option team, right?
Yeah.
In 18, they played Air Force and won 21-17 in San Diego.
So he was at San Diego State. Yeah. As either the defensive coordinator or the head coach from 2009 through 2019. So we have a pretty good track record here.
Well, and also New Mexico ran the triple option previously.
Right.
So they beat New Mexico 31-23. So they were 2-0 against the triple option in 18. In 17, they won at Air Force 28-24.
And they're playing pretty good defense.
And they beat New Mexico 35-10.
At least they're stopping that triple option. I don't give them a ton of cred for beating New Mexico while at San Diego State, but he stopped that option.
Let's
give
check out
credit where it's due.
Let's go to 15 then. Maybe they got him. If they're 16, they didn't play him. 2015.
We're deep diving for you guys on this.
No, they didn't play.
All right.
It's gotta be 14. Give me 14. Then I'll get out of here.
Maybe not tons of experience. I'm sure he's played the triple option plenty in his life. The guy's
14, he beat him 30-14. This guy owns Air Force.
Oh, he's shutting down that triple option. Look, I'm still going Air Force here.
Let's be honest. Me too. But I do think it's going to be a closer game, one that they're capable of stealing.
Here's a fun one.
Then they're at San Diego State, the old rematch, buddy. All right.
That's right. That's right.
So we got them at 3-2 right now. I think they're going to be 3-3 because this is actually in LA.
Do you think they're going to? Oh yeah, they're going to go ahead and lose that one.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Let me circle this next one because I see a win
at home.
I see a coach that is the opposite of Steve Adazio. I see a coach that conquers special teams. I'm serious.
Yeah,
like San Diego State was always great special teams. I see a coach that maximizes his potential. I see, you know what? Win right here. This is a win.
This is a win. Wow.
Get out of my face. Get out of that race car.
Yes.
Colorado State's winning this game on the road.
What did Colorado State do last year? I got it right here for you, buddy. Oh. All right. They went 1-3.
Okay. Fine. But, you know, I'm curious. I wish they gave us a win by win or a game by game projection of who they went, but who they think is going to win. But I don't know. This could be a pretty good game.
It is going to be a pretty good game.
What do you think?
I mean, look, if New Mexico was good enough to beat Wyoming and Fresno State last year, they could beat Colorado State.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about Danny Gonzalez as a head man himself. You know, what we know is he's a defensive guy, right? Yeah. And that obviously Rocky Long's a defensive
special
guy.
Teams guy.
Yeah. And then you got Derek Wareheim as your offensive coordinator, who was what? A tight ends coach with Texas. Do we know? Are we confident enough? Like, okay,
let me tell you what Steve Adazio does. All right, are we confident enough backing a guy that normally leaves like
the tackles?
He'll leave like 17 points on the board.
It's a good question. This game, I'm going Colorado State, but you take that up.
I am on the Lobos.
All right, I am the law.
Yeah, then they're at Wyoming.
That's a loss.
I agree.
Yeah.
Then they get a bye week before prepping UNLV, and it's in Albuquerque.
I do think that's a win.
That is a win, and that puts me at my over 5 wins. I am on the over. The over train keeps rolling.
Yeah, you might want to check on that, buddy.
I'm hot right now on the overs. Then they're at Fresno State, which they beat last year.
That's a loss.
They beat them by 10 last year.
Did they beat them by 10 last year?
Yeah.
On the last game of the season, yeah. No less. How the hell did that happen? What did Fresno do last year?
3-3.
Were they heavily impacted by COVID, Fresno?
Yeah, they couldn't practice. They were like, but not more than New Mexico.
They had a similar situation in NorCal, you know.
Yeah.
Northern California and COVID.
But not as not bad as New Mexico. Friends. New Mexico was the worst in the country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The state of New Mexico.
That's true. By that point in the season, I do believe that things had relaxed a little bit in Northern California. At least they were able to play on their home turf because Stanford had that problem, right? Yeah. They had to go practice in another county or whatever. Give me, I don't know. That's tough. It's tough to doubt them when
I'm taking Fresno. It's in Fresno.
Yeah, it's a road trip.
Then they're at Boise. That's a loss. And then they're home to Utah State, which I think is a winnable game, Patty C.
I'm kinda, get this.
If they win this, they're bowling. Could Rocky Long and Danny Gonzalez be bowling in year the first real year?
Well, you have at least piqued my interest about
they New haven't Mexico. Played a home game yet. I'm going to go ahead and say this. This is Danny Gonzalez's first home first season.
Yeah,
because if you don't get a chance to coach a home game in year one,
I think he got one at the end of the year, didn't they?
No,
or no, they're playing in Las Vegas for those. And those are supposedly their home games.
They played neutral at Sandpoint Stadium. I know.
Interesting. First home games will be coming this year. Oh boy, that's going to be interesting. Friday nighter, day after Thanksgiving, there is potential.
Watch out, Lobos are bowling.
You're crazy.
Bowling, all right.
You're crazy.
You're sounding like Michael Moore and bowling for Columbine, saying hello. Football is going to be extinct in 40 years.
I got them winning 4.5. Is that the spread?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You're such a, you should be a politician. All right. Give me an answer.
I'm going under, dude.
All right. Going under.
I'm on the under train.
Can't wait. I'm going to prove all of this wrong. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Like every single one. Every single one, me, Patty C, NC, Nick, we do all that. And also make sure you check out, we're breaking down all 130 college football teams. There's a podcast for each team in the landscape, all 130 teams. New Mexico State, yes, we will have you covered. Utah State, yes, we will have you covered.
We'll sprinkle a little FCS action for you.
Of course, some Sam Houston State action. We got you covered. UTEP, we got you covered. But also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, New Mexico, the Pit. One of the best home court environments in all of college basketball.
Boom.
Getting Rick Pitino's son.
Nice.
Can't come over from Michigan. Or not Michigan, Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Richard Pitino. I think it's a good hire. He's bringing in some of his guys. I think this program is going to get elevated, and I'm excited to watch it. We talk college basketball year round on the College Basketball Experience. Make sure you subscribe. So yeah, me, Patty, CNC, Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing it for over 4 years. We've never had a losing season for each individual in each sport. Yes. So Patty C's never had a losing season in football or basketball. ATS picking every game.
Boom.
Same with me. Same with NC Nick. That's why you should subscribe. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store or the Google Play Store. So go grab that thing. And if you do, leave us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. And if you do that, take a screenshot of that, because if you do that, you're being very kind. And we want that, because we don't charge for our picks.
We won't charge for our picks.
Yes. And we won't charge for our picks. So show me that review. Take that screenshot. Find me on Twitter at TheColbyD. Show me that review. And follow me on there too. And I will send you a college football experience t-shirt or college basketball experience t-shirt. Really, really, whatever you want. All right. Do that though. And we'll get you clothed. All right. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. A lot of fun there. All right, folks, I'm on the over. Patty C's on the under. Rocky Long's coming to town. He's actually in town. He's already killing it. I'm sure he is. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, New Mexico Lobo style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.